There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Why? You just told me to start.
Y'all, Poodle just said, and start.
No, I know what it was. But, you know, I just had like a fugue where I didn't know what was going on. This episode is called Fear and Loathing. But and I wrote down, fear is what I have before I watch Happily Ever After, and loathing is what I have during when I watch the Happily Ever After.
I wrote down this, no one's in Las Vegas. Like, don't name
for
the first time, no one's in Vegas. Don't name a show Fear and Loathing unless you're in Vegas.
Hunter S. Thompson. Not familiar.
Not familiar. Not familiar.
Yo, not this familiar. Is reality gaze.
Reality gaze. Have you
this
watched?
This is a weird body position.
I have to say, we didn't plan on talking about this, but I just thought of it.
Great.
But
I love surprises.
But people have been talking about the Sissy Squad. Have you watched the Friends reunion?
Oh, yes. I watched it last night.
Did it make you emotional?
I was
more than
emotional
you thought it
the
was?
Whole time.
I was too.
You know why? This was my whole, like, this is like, right, I became an adult with the Friends.
Okay. That I guess that's the shared experience, because I watched this and I thought, wow, I started this at the, like, my senior year of high school when the show came on.
1994.
I watched it all through college. And then when this show ended was right when we were kind of like about to enter our 30s.
Yes.
This was. So like about to kind of enter where they were coming. It was. I was like.
We're old, P.S.
I was.
I cried.
I did. Even I got teary. You know, I don't get teary.
Yeah, you're dead inside.
I'm dead inside. But when Matt LeBlanc was talking and he kind of got quiet.
Y'all,
it was so good.
Let's talk about.
I didn't like the Gaga part. That was gimmicky.
Dumb. Let's talk about how good. We know Jennifer Aniston looks good because she's made some kind of deal with some Mesopotamian god.
Or she's just drinking that smart water and using that Aveo.
Using that Aveo. That is garbage.
I buy smart water.
She uses her night routine.
It's like La Mer.
Would fund the government of Mauritania for a year.
It's crushed up baby hair that's naturally falling out of the baby's head.
Yes. Foreskin.
I buy smart water.
Rare elements.
And Aveeno just because of her.
That have caused wars in Africa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, Jennifer Aniston, she looked so good. You could
she
only
did.
Now start to see a little of the work she's
you
had done.
You can only start a little bit. I mean, you can see more with...
Courtney Cox said a lot, though.
I kind of think, to be honest...
She also wears too much glossy lip gloss.
She does.
Bothers me.
I kind of think Lisa Kudrow looks the
best. She looks the best because she looks the most
and she hasn't had any work, I don't think. Or she does.
You know,
she has wrinkles in her forehead.
I was surprised to see. I looked. I'm like, you can start to see a little of the work that David Schwimmer's had.
No, yeah. I think her and Matt LeBlanc look the best. And you can tell Matt LeBlanc, I don't think, has had anything.
Yeah.
He hasn't colored his hair, nothing.
He's just had some pizzas.
He has. But
which I'm fine with that.
You know, he kind of walked around with like big dick energy. He was kind of like, when did he get chubby?
I'm kind of into him.
I'm kind of into it too.
Have you ever seen him on Episodes? He's
no.
so funny on that show. That show's really good.
And I know people are talking about Matthew Perry. And
he looked old.
He's got like some dental work or something. But
yeah.
you know, it's just, I mean, hey Siri, how old is Matthew Perry?
He's had a lot of addiction issues, too. So
Matthew
of course,
Perry is 51.
51.
51 years old.
You know?
They're all over 50, I believe.
I think so, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
I was texting a friend, and I went, oh, my God. I'm looking at this. I'm like, this was my whole childhood. And I'm like, oh, God, we're old.
And, yeah, and then when they played, like, the slow version of them, of I'll Be There For You
oh
when they were
God!
Dancing in the fountain.
Okay, y'all, I'm not one for just engaging in dumb show nostalgia. Like when they said the Friends reunion is coming, I'm like, so fucking what?
I kind of was like that too,
yeah,
but I thought, I need to
I
watch this.
But I watched it, and as soon as they went on the soundstage, I was like, I'm feeling something.
It was
compelling.
It was compelling, and I'm glad they did that instead of doing like a new episode.
Yeah, and for those of you who've never seen Friends and say, I think it's overrated, fine. Have your opinion.
Well,
it was definitely a show of the 90s.
Well, but either, I think if you say that, you didn't grow up when we grew up.
Yeah.
Or you had to even more than me put your head in this. Because Friends was like kind of it was a whole.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the way Mary Tyler Moore did, where Mary Tyler Moore changed.
Not familiar.
Yeah. That show changed the culture, especially for women.
Yeah.
You know, and Friends changed a lot of that. So, because now we think, well, every show's about a group of friends, but that's why every show is like that.
Yeah, every show's an ensemble cast now.
And a lot of them aren't good. And the reason they're not good is because you got to give it to those actors. They're fucking great comedic actors.
Well, and they, all of the show couldn't survive without each of them.
No, it was.
We need to move on.
I'm in my feelings now.
It was.
I'm so happy you had that experience.
When I did, and y'all, you know me, I hate everything. I'm just keeping it real.
But yes, so it was.
I thoroughly enjoyed the Friends reunion.
It was.
I was
great.
Much more emotional than I thought I would be.
Same.
You know, the only part I didn't like was James Corden, and I like James Corden in everything. And I thought it was if he would have played it a little lower. Instead of saying, it's the Friends!
I didn't mind him. I just thought the Gaga thing was really...
Yeah.
Just
no, I
gimmicky.
Just think that... I think James Corden is great when there's a guest with lower energy than he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's great with... But when he's... Mm-hmm. When they have just as much energy,
mm-hmm.
it feels like they're trying to sell me something.
Yeah, I get that.
And I like him. That's the thing. He's great interviewing Kristen Stewart. Anyone who could interview Kristen Stewart.
I mean, a Muppet was great to interview Kristen Stewart because she's dead inside. We need to move on.
You know what? She was good in some things.
She was.
Wasn't
Snow White and the Huntsman?
That's not what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The Clouds of Sils Maria she was good in.
All right. But y'all,
she was good in The Happiest Season, the coming out movie.
Not familiar.
Oh, it's a good movie on Hulu.
We need to move on. So real quick, y'all. I mean, this is going to come out. Well, actually, this will probably come out on Monday. And I was going to say we're having a sale in the merch store for more.
Sale.
Day, but this show is going to air after that. So never mind. You missed it.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry, everybody. I'll post it
new
on
merch
social media.
Designs coming next week.
Yeah. We're still waiting.
I've had a week.
It's been a Mercury retrograde day, for sure. Okay, so look, we're going to talk about, very briefly, but trigger warning, we're going to talk about verbal and emotional abuse. So if you're not into that or don't want to hear about Ed,
If
you're not into that, which you're not.
If that's not the kind of thing that floats your boat.
Unless you're Ed. But you might want to fast forward for 5 minutes. But basically, y'all, we want to talk about kind of what happened.
We'd like
over
to talk about
week.
Ed. I would. We've had some people. Of course, the big news. If you haven't heard, if you don't follow 90 Day Fiancé news religiously, Ed was on a show called The Single Life, which we've been covering on Discovery Plus. And Ed, of course, with Rose from the previous season.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the other way? Or no, that was just 90 Day Fiancé.
That was the other way. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was the other way.
Yeah.
I'm acting like a muffin
now. He went
now.
There. Yes, it was the other way. Yeah.
So, basically, he and Liz, the waitress,
who he's been dating on the
lake.
Yeah, on the
single life. He's been dating. They're in a relationship. It was very quite tumultuous with them breaking up and them getting back together. And
it was like seven times.
And we weren't really. We could tell. We've been. Both of us have been pretty. Vocal with the fact that we think Ed is a predator, and he employs predatory behavior and uses his disability to make himself seem sympathetic.
And then there was allegations like from someone, but just like 2 weeks ago, at least we found out about it.
It was longer than that, but a woman on TikTok.
Well, I didn't know about it until then.
A woman on TikTok had been saying, "This is what it looks. This is what I look like when I watch my abuser on television." And it's. I'm not saying she should not have been listened to, because she should have. The problem is it's on TikTok, so it's not a medium that people are usually going to make allegations on.
No, that's true. But well, it's kind of starting to now. But
right.
And anyway, it was like literally. We thought we're finishing up the season. We'll just kind of finish things up, and we've talked about. How we're like so sick of talking about Ed.
But yeah.
Then
I'm pretty revolted.
But
by
then
it.
I think it was 90 Day. I forget who
couple
posted, 90
Day
90 couple.
Couple.
I tagged them
an audio recording of a conversation with Liz and Ed, where Ed basically told her over and over again. And I would encourage you if you have real problems with. Either emotional abuse or if you've been emotionally abused, it's going to be triggering for you. But if you can make it through it, I want you to listen to it, because you need to hear it to know if you're being in an emotional abusive relationship or your friends, you know what to be aware of.
I mean, he called her
textbook. He said, "You're a fucking idiot."
Like about 20 times. And that's all I want to go into, what he said.
Yeah. And you're fucked up. Yeah. You're a fucking idiot.
Over and over again. I don't want to rehash it for people. But yes, it was horrible. And so after listening to that, I mean, his season's done, but we've made the decision. And so has Craig Cray. And I think some other 90 Day podcasts are following suit too, that we're not covering Ed anymore.
We're not covering him
forever.
If he's on any.
Even though he's supposed to be on Single Life.
We will skip his segment.
So, yes. And if you're in the Sissy Squad, or if you've seen on Instagram or Twitter, we have partnered. Craig Cray came to us with this idea, and we loved that we're raising funds for the National Domestic Violence Hotline. The Instagram is NDVH, I believe. We've already raised almost $5,000. And if we met our goal of $5,000, we're going to donate $2,000.
We're matching.
And Cray Cray is going to donate $2,000.
So that's at least $9,000 to the National Domestic Violence
Hotline.
That we're going to
because we wanted to do something. And, you know, some of you have asked, a lot of you have said, Ed, you saw your past relationships, your current relationship with Ed. And that was another reason, which we always do that line, y'all, of different people. And sometimes we make the right decisions, sometimes maybe we don't. But it's this line of how do we, all these people are flawed to fucked up on some range. And it's like,
it's reality TV.
How do we talk about them? And hopefully, even when it feels somewhat icky, is it too icky that it's too triggering, or is it something that we could learn from? And so that's why we kind of kept going with it, because so many of you were coming to us saying, wow, I didn't realize I at first was kind of like, I don't get why Liz is coming back. And then after seeing this whole season, I went, wait, that was me. I did that. Oh, holy shit.
Right.
And so
it's something to learn from.
Something to learn from, hopefully. But we feel like we've learned enough.
I also want to clarify. People have asked us, well, why do you cover Ed when you decide not to cover Jeffrey? These are two different things.
They're two different things.
We are basically, the reason why we're deciding not to cover him is not because they discussed us. Because a lot of people discuss, y'all, Extreme Sisters discuss me, but we still do it.
Me too.
But the reason why is it was out there in the news that Jeffrey had a rap sheet of DV charges a mile long.
A mile long.
And the fact that we chose not to cover him as protest for TLC's casting and how they approach casting on the
because
show.
Because we do believe, you know, we believe in women or men speak, and we also believe that people are innocent until they're proven guilty. And so if there's not, with Ed, we didn't know when we started that she had made allegations, but it was kind of trickling out, whereas Jeffrey, like you said, was a huge long sheet.
And we're doing the same thing right now with Ed, is we're basically saying to TLC, if you keep casting Ed, we refuse to even touch it.
Some people are saying that they're going to get rid of their Discovery Plus content. I want to say
consumers, watchers.
They bring back pig royalty. I'm gonna pony up again, y'all.
Here's the thing. I think if that's good for you, that's fine.
But if that's fine, yeah.
Here's a big thing. Remember, you guys, that they're only accountable in a way to their advertisers.
Yeah.
So yes, if they lose subscribers to a certain amount, that's a problem. I'm okay with people resigning in protest.
Mm-hmm.
That's your prerogative. I'd be willing to either be part of something else that would make even a bigger stance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that would be. But it is a problem. And someone was saying that people were commenting on TLC's Facebook page and they were taking stuff down. So again, I don't know if the little guy knocking on their door is going to do it.
I don't know, but it was a pretty horrific conversation.
I agree, 100%.
No, I was just saying for people that haven't listened to it, it would be even shocking to me that they would put him on again. But
I totally agree.
They probably will.
I'm saying that it's definitely they've heard. I'm mm-hmm. sure by now.
Oh,
because yeah. I tagged them both in a post, and it said sent. It said seen.
Yeah.
So whoever handles, they're aware. They're aware. Right now, they're weighing what they should do.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, if the advertisers cave, that's when they would have it. If you want to find a way, the way you take action is through the way someone supports something.
Yeah. See who advertised for TLC.
Yep.
So that is literally the last time, hopefully, we're going to talk ever about
it. Case closed.
Bye, Big Pred. Bye.
Done.
So, anyway.
Won't miss you, Predator.
Won't miss you at all. Any other announcements, Poodle?
I don't know. We announced the charity.
Yes.
We announced... that's it.
Okay. That's it.
Let's dig in.
Let's dig in.
Should we start with Mike and Nathalie?
Mike and Nathalie.
We're in Oklahoma, and you know that because of the bluegrass music that they play underneath, even though Oklahoma has nothing to do with bluegrass at all. Did you grow up with bluegrass music?
I did grow up like hearing like banjos and stuff like at county fairs and things like that. People would play banjos and
that's so interesting.
Stuff like that.
That is totally Appalachia.
It is Appalachia, but I would hear it. I mean, a lot more of like guitar stuff, but
yeah.
And country, but I would hear some banjos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So
not the bluegrass state.
So
that's Florida.
It's Kentucky.
Same thing.
So
That laugh was him trying not to scream at me.
Yep.
I was kidding. I knew that.
So Butter and Mike.
Butter.
Butter.
Butter. Y'all, so Mike.
Pure creamery.
Yeah, creamery. Butter. Mike and his mom, they're outside hooking up a trailer.
They're going to go get wood.
Mike's like, things have been all right. Visiting the family. Thanksgiving.
Yep. Thanks.
Going great.
Tensions
were in the room, but I'm just excited to be here.
Did you see the meme that said, if whatever were a person, and that is Mike?
That is the.
And he's doing this.
Whatever. It's all good. It's all good.
You know, right? He had an It's All Good shirt. He definitely did. It's all good.
I can't. stand him.
Every time he's in the scene, it pisses me off.
He actually makes me more angry than anyone on this entire season.
Interesting.
Yes.
I was going to say, I only think who that would be for me.
More than Ronald, more than Brandon and Julia's bullshit.
You know what? He is very frustrating.
Yeah. He is really, again, she's one eye blink away from lunacy.
But I feel like this is that they are just torturing her.
It feels like they are torturing Natalie. It feels like he and his mother are the most, unless we're not seeing something in the edit, they're the most unempathetic people in the world.
But in a very, very like subtle way.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's pretty awful.
Yes.
So mom's got a bonnet on that looks like a Handmaid's Tale reject.
Kind of wish I had that.
But you know, she just like the Handmaids, just like Aunt Lydia, she wants Natalie to be a good housewife.
She wants Natalie to be a good housewife. That's what she wants.
Under his eye, Natalie.
My
under his eye.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be the fruit.
Blessed be the fruit. So.
Now I'm thinking about Natalie in a red coat.
Same. Mom Trish brings up, well, Natalie says she's not happy. And why is she doing that interpreting? Because someone should work if
why
she's here.
Why wasn't she going to attempt interpreting? She pronounced it interpreting.
Interpreting. She can make good money.
You can make good money interpreting.
Doesn't she know she has to? Doesn't she know she has to support her family now that
you
she's
also
married?
Have to take care of your husband and your house.
I mean, sure, she left her whole life, everybody she knew, the language that was familiar to her, but you know what? She needs to suck it up.
I mean, I would be so willing to defend any woman Trish was talking to about that, unless that woman was Natalie. Because she says things like, I have my own hopes and dreams.
She does. But Natalie, we saw her last season. She was cleaning the house and doing house.
No,
maybe she stopped doing that.
No, I think she does. I'm saying.
I don't know if she does.
It is a little.
Do you see Natalie scrubbing a toilet?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
She wasn't very handy with the wood.
No.
Y'all, that's like me trying to put up drywall.
Yes.
Lots of squealing.
Trish said it seems like she doesn't do much for anyone but herself.
That's brutal. I don't know, because she'll cook and...
She'll cook food that she likes. She
that's
won't
true.
Cook food for Mike, which, y'all, that would be a big thing where I'm from. That still is that way. If like someone said, well... She's vegetarian and he eats meat and she never cooks meat for him. I can hear women going, well, she's not a very good wife.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they would say that. I don't agree with that, but I'm saying
people of my generation, my brother's generation, because my brother does most of the cooking.
Well, Trish's, though, generation, though. That's what I'm talking
about.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Yeah. I think that part of Oklahoma, where is she? Do you know where she is?
She's, I think, up more by, you know what? I don't know where she is, actually. I feel like she's more up by Tulsa.
It looks flat.
Because she's getting firewood for the winter.
Yeah.
We don't really do that because we get cold snaps. We
it
don't
looks,
get cold.
It looks desolate.
She looks she like is. She's in north central Oklahoma, which is very flat.
Yeah.
Because it's up almost by Kansas. And they flew into Tulsa, so I think that Tulsa's a smaller airport. Oklahoma City's the largest one. So I think they're somewhere in the – she's probably in like, what is it, like Pontiac?
I don't need to know cities in
– Atoka, that's it. She's probably like in Atoka. And by the way, a lot of people remembered that world's largest McDonald's in Veneta. Thank you.
We've talked about it so many times.
Well, you know what? I should take you there.
When we do our Oklahoma tour.
It's kind of far, though, up. It's up by Tulsa. Anyway, so...
So the next day, Natalie is trying to get ready, and she...
I just itched my face like a dog, didn't I? I was like... Sorry.
And she steps on a nail. I guess, you know how like there's like little carpet nails?
So, yeah. Basically, what happens is that... Trish changed the carpet probably in the living room and left it shitty in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And they never put like a divider.
Oh, I thought that she just probably plicked them up before Natalie came.
Oh, she probably did that on purpose.
because Mike's calluses on his feet are an inch thick, so he That's doesn't true. Even like.
Oh yeah.
Can y'all imagine how terrible Mike's feet look?
Oh yeah.
Just like gnarled toenails.
Just curled over. Just ugh, gross.
So
but yeah. So Natalie steps on. She's like, oh.
She's like, ah. Butter's like, gotta avoid that.
Gotta avoid that. And then kind of rolls her eyes like, sheesh.
Sheesh.
Wimpo.
She is so like Mike. She really
They're
is.
They're the same person. And guess what, y'all? That's double the grossness, double the non-fun. That's the flavor of just gray. That's what they're just gray.
So they're on their way to get more wood, and Natalie goes, horses! She's like, them are cows.
Them are cows!
So dry. Not even fun.
No. And we're gonna get wood. She's like, what's wood?
What is this wood? Like the wood I live in?
Like, I'm going into the wood like a fairy tale.
The wood.
And Natalie says, it's not easy to put things in the past. I'm doing my best. I want Trish to like me. She says, if we do some activities, maybe as a family, I think that will work. I want to put my foot forward. I hope she does the same. Now, I will say, we're going to find this out later. Natalie says that, but she doesn't really mean it. She acts like she's compromising,
no,
but she's not.
No, she's not. I don't know if Natalie really knows.
How
to do that.
Yeah. Because Trish isn't wrong in what she's saying. She's just mean about it.
My theory is that Natalie is okay as long as conversation is surface.
Or about her?
Yes. And as soon as things get less surfacey or where they really get into what she should do.
Or she doesn't agree with.
Yes. And she kind of freaks out and kind of shuts down and just becomes negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a good combo.
Not a good
combo.
Didn't go good.
So they're putting the wood in there.
With Clint, the wood man.
Clint doesn't have all his teeth.
Missing some of his teeth.
Well, it looks like that blonde girl. She's trying to get that
Blondie,
wood.
It's your first time.
Almost popped her in the face.
Because she ain't from here. That's funny because she talks like Boris and Natasha.
Ba-ding. So anyway, so there they are. And Natalie's like, oh, this wood's so heavy. She's just
you
like.
Know, and I think, and not to say that you should have to like walk on eggshells around your in-laws, but as I said before, find someone whose parents are dead. It's much easier. However, if you don't have to see them a lot, maybe just be on your fucking best behavior. Smile and do what you need to do. Don't make waves because this motherfucker is basically sucking on Butter's teat.
Natalie's going about it all the wrong way. She doesn't realize that she needs to make sure she does two things. Never shows weakness in front of Mike's mother.
Yep.
And fucks Mike's brains out.
Yes.
If you do those two things, Mike will do whatever she wants because, and that sounds very reductive, y'all.
No, that's what
Mike's
it is.
Mike's that fucking stupid and basic.
He's basic.
He's that basic that's all he would care
about. He's simple.
And I will say, I have chopped wood. Have you ever chopped wood and carried wood with your grandpa? Natalie can do that. I did this when I was fucking 8 years old.
She's acting like, I think a lot of it is, I think she thinks it's cute, maybe, to act like she fumbles around.
Maybe. Also, she makes, y'all, mistake one-on-one. When you're a person.
They had gloves.
They did. And when I did it with my bare hands.
Me too.
That's what my grandpa told me to do. Now, also.
Get in there, sissy.
Yeah, get in there, sissy man. Okay, Grandpa Peter. first mistake, you're going to do this. If you have long hair, you'll do this the first time you ever go to Oklahoma or North Texas. And that is not bring a hat or a hair band with you. Because their hair is blowing. Y'all, the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
Yes.
It's windy. You can attest in North Texas. It's windy every
fucking
day.
Very, very windy.
You go for a run. Your eyes are
crying. Get in your eye. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Dust.
Yes, yeah. It's always blowing in your face. We don't sit out on porches a lot because the elements aren't helpful. You get like a month of that.
Who told people to go to this godforsaken hellhole?
Well, you know, Oklahoma was founded because basically
I know.
Irish people got kicked out of the North.
And they
were bullied and they lined them up on everybody in the line.
I still can't believe that whoever got there first claimed whatever land
yeah.
it was.
Not Land Run Day, April 22nd.
The indigenous peoples, fuck them. Oh, guess they didn't know
we
a
already
thing.
Took them out to the Trail of Tears and almost killed them in the winter and
sent them
to
Georgia. Reservation.
Yep.
No,
or in the panhandle.
Georgia sent them out here.
Oh, yes. They sent them here and we put them in the panhandle. Yes.
You didn't. That's so
some
awful.
Way.
Anyway, so they you're exactly right. If she just kind of didn't show weakness and fucked his brains out just around her,
she would get whatever she wanted.
It is kind of, and it's sad.
I'm not saying she should do that. That's a horrible way to do
it. It's sad to say that, but that's how easy it would be for Mike.
Well, because if they're at this point, the way I say that sounds very maybe crass or just, but I don't think Mike or Natalie love each other anymore at this point. Do you? I feel like the love is gone and it's just transactional at this point.
I think it's transactional. I think they 20% of the time can tolerate one another.
Possibly.
And 10% of the time they enjoy each other's company. The rest of the time they're fighting.
And I think they have good sex still.
Yes.
Because they've mentioned that.
Yes.
Now I think that's it. So that's where I say, like, just kind of like make it what it is. Make the best of it, girl. Get your green card and then leave his ass.
Yep. Did you hear what the mom said? Like, come on, girls. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So you can already tell what kind of woman we're dealing with.
Trish is a salt of the earth.
That's a good thing. You know, she's not salt of the earth.
She's pepper of the sky.
But you know that expression, salt of the earth, means like they're good people. That's what that means.
Not familiar.
So you're just using the expression wrong, I'm saying.
Didn't know.
So don't use that when you don't know what it means. Sometimes you do that. You'll
Florida.
Use words completely. I'm like, you know that doesn't mean
I think
what
we
you
all
think
do
it
that.
Means.
Some. I might do it more, but you've done it too. We all do that.
I'll let you name one.
People have come for you. On the set,
you know what?
Two or three times where
when
I'll say,
have,
I think it means this, and you'll say no. And they were like, Maddie was
no,
right.
No, usually.
There's been twice I've been right. I'm just saying, it's not 100% of the time.
So it's like
sometimes you 98%
talk out, of the time?
Sometimes you talk out of your ass when there isn't spoons leaching out of it.
I will agree with that, and
that's gross.
I'm trying to be better about that. but I think I did say recidivism, and I said the wrong word. But
I don't care. We say wrong things.
We do, and I'm glad people correct us.
We're not a news organization.
Don't get your news from here.
Don't get your news from here.
So Trish, this is when Trish starts talking about
the poor person that is thinking we boy. Anyway,
Carl. Carl, I can't listen to the gays for the news anymore. Who won that Senate race? My gays haven't talked about it yet.
Anyway, so yeah, so it's, they do the wood, and then Mike's like, I gotta pee. And so
production says, Mike, can you leave him alone for a minute?
And then,
can you leave him alone for just a second?
Yeah, Mike, sure. Mm. So, you know, I think instead of us, I think this calls for our,
another version of 90 Gays, or Reality Gays Theater.
Yeah.
When am I ever going to be able to stop
We're going to do live shows, and you're going to sing It's 90 Day Gays, so Let's Love, and I'm going to be furious.
You can give me that one, and then I'll correct you 10 other times.
Poodle is the worst. If he gets a lyric in his head, he will never change it.
Yeah, it's hard. So we're going to do another installment of Reality Gays Theater. Mm. I'll be playing the role of Natalie. You'll be playing the role of Butter.
Butter.
I like that.
Well, good.
That's the Trish version.
The Trish version.
Well, thanks a lot, Clint. I'll see you down at PJ's tomorrow night. Drink you under the table again. Yeah.
Well, what
did you have
this?
Fun, Natalie?
I don't drink.
How'd you like living that wood?
In your bar. I have fun.
Yeah.
I had fun. I could barely hold it.
Yeah.
I have a bruise on arm now.
Oh, good. It's good for you. Builds them Ukrainian muscles. Doesn't look like a Ukrainian.
We are very hard workers.
Do you?
We're very hard workers.
Do you?
Yeah.
Even though you don't speak English.
It's not fair of you to say what the language you are not speaking is English, I think.
What do you mean? Butter. Have you got your work permit, Natalie?
Sorry. I will have work permit in few.
Do you know what that means? Work. Say it, Natalie.
No.
Work.
I think that you are...
Interpreting. Interpreting, Natalie.
I think that you...
I've really found a character. I know.
When you make me break, it's good. I think that you should let me pursue my dreams. My dream is not interpreting.
I had dreams once, and Mike's father died in the butter factory, and I had raised a giant that shot out of my vajayjay my whole life. It's like loose curtains down there. No one's going to love me anymore. What do you want me to do?
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thanks.
But I need dreams. I need to do what I want to do. You have to see that. You had terrible life. You're here and you're living poverty.
What do you mean? I got everything down at that Church of Christ Goodwill. That's where I get my figurines. You got something against pigs?
No, I like. I don't eat meat. I want to be actress.
You can an interpreter while you do your acting.
No, I have. I do not want to go to Hollywood. I don't have these dreams. I go to Seattle. I'm a very smart person, and I have experience. And I work at TV station.
You were, huh?
TV station.
What?
TV station.
What?
TV station.
Not familiar. Don't understand you.
Television.
Heard of it. Don't watch it. It's the devil in your head.
You know, tell that to Johnny Depp that he work hard. He work hard.
You mean that gay one? He always wears eyeliner.
He's not homosexual.
I don't trust
the
pirate
about?
That wears eyeliner.
You know, I can't believe they made
that for kids.
I don't trust woman whose husband died in butter injury.
You know what? I just hope you're not here for the money. If I was here for money, I would certainly not be with Mike.
Burn! Natalie, burn! I burn it down!
You've made your last burn, Natalie. Clint! Get some rope!
I am different kind of girl.
And scene.
That kind of went off the rails.
That went off the rails. It was kind of got Kubricky. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but that's exactly what happened.
That's a really good mom's character you found. I don't know who you're using.
Because I know Trish.
I don't know who you're using for that, but it's not really her, but it is her.
It's who she wants to be.
Yeah.
It's all under there. Now, I will say.
I need everything I got from the Church of Christ.
Yeah, I'm sure. Y'all, when Natalie said, like Johnny Depp and... I don't know.
You know, he's been on television, right?
And when she told Chris, she's like, I'm not out of my mind. And I went,
she did say that.
Debatable. We're just waiting for one eye blink. I'm telling you.
So,
but y'all,
she did
Trish,
deliver that burn, though.
Trish is never going to let her forget that.
No.
That she said that. Ever.
No.
Because she thinks it's Mike is success. Which Mike, y'all, I guess, is success.
But the thing is, you should not be having fights with your mom. You should. Y'all, here's the thing. You're never going to win these fights.
Never.
Especially with a mama's boy.
No.
Piece of shit like Mike.
Especially if you don't have children. There's no way. If Natalie was the mother of Mike's kid, maybe Mike would be more relenting. But
Y'all, play. Here's the thing we were saying before.
That husband's going to pick his mom every time.
Here's what we were saying. That's why you might take issue with we're saying, you know, like play along, you know, act like, especially if she's not in your life a lot. If you're if you live near her and you have to be around her a lot, then you need to establish a different kind of boundaries.
And this is his mom who he talks to every day at 4 a.m. Like, it's not like they're just somewhat close.
Yeah.
They're totally enmeshed and, like, codependent.
If you fall in love with a man who is this close to his mother.
Sorry. It's a hard life.
You need to either find a way to have a relationship and have an easy, uneasy detente of how, you know, you don't really speak to her a lot. He doesn't speak. Don't make it a situation like in my family. Where my mother will call me about my sister-in-law.
Well, and the problem is your brother probably doesn't talk to your mother about the issues between him and his wife.
No.
Mike does.
Yep.
Mike goes to his mother with everything. Because again, and I'm going to say it again, Mike wants his mother to do his dirty work for him.
I agree. But I'm saying if you see your mother-in-law, if you see your mother-in-law 3 or 4 times a year, maybe more, you know, don't rock the boat.
And my people have great relationships with their mother-in-law.
But this is not one of those.
It's not going to be one of those.
Yeah.
And it probably would never be one of those.
Y'all, this is why the mother-in-law trope is so old, going back to like honeymooners and things like that.
Because basically, she spoiled Mike and Mike never had to do anything.
Exactly.
And she wiped his ass his whole life. And if a woman doesn't do that, she's not going to think that that is a good wife for Mike.
And created the idea in Mike what a good woman should be like.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
She fucked him up.
Mike probably says, I don't ask for much.
Just my dinner to be
just
prepared.
Just my dinner prepared.
Beer ready to
house
go.
House to be cleaned.
Sex 3 times a day.
Sex if I want it. Doing yard work.
And I will say, if Mike had just...
Watching Tool Time.
If Mike had just married a normal girl from, like, the Pacific Northwest who didn't have a lot of big dreams and did not have... And that's enough for some people.
That's a big dream for some people to have.
He's not worthy of Natalie.
But for some people to create a family that they didn't have or that they grew up, that's their dream. But that is not who he married.
Yeah.
He married a fame whore blonde who wants to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
Who is...
She's in America because she thinks that that's where she'll be famous.
She's about as short-sighted as a ladybug on a stitch.
What?
I don't
I don't know what that means, but let's... So anyway, so she's going to see what they want. They're going to get the turkey. Now, they're going to some kind of butcher shop to get it.
And Trish says, we're going to go pick up turkey for dinner. And Natalie, is there anything besides meat?
So I'm making a shrimp salad.
Yeah.
They still have feelings, though.
Green bean casserole, but I make sure to use some chicken broth.
And bacon.
Which I've had an aunt say one time to someone, it's vegetarian. I just use chicken broth in it. But because there's not actual meat, they thought it was vegetarian.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so they're in the butcher shop. Now, come on. Natalie has never seen a butcher shop.
I think this is a little fudged. Here's the thing. If I'm Natalie, I'll say, why don't you guys go in? She knows what this is.
But Natalie, if Natalie is not being attuned to, or someone, if their attention isn't, I think Natalie is used to being, in her own way, I think Natalie is used to being babied as well by her own mother.
Yeah, I see that.
So definitely, if the attention isn't on her.
Yeah.
Not to defend Mike. I know we've been dogging Mike a lot. I just want to be clear. Natalie has a lot of problems going on with her. Natalie is a hard person to love.
I don't think people would think that that's out of line.
Carl, I guess Natalie's not an angel. The day.
Carl, can you stop making
making that Precious Moments figurine of her, please. Thank you.
I want to say also that she says she, of course, she's in there and she freaks out. She's like, this is a store for me. And she's like, no, I need to leave. So I understand that people who she explains that she went through an Orthodox purification program.
Yeah.
And it made her feel better. Great.
Great.
And also, if you don't need to be around there, extricate yourself from the premises. However, she gets outside. She's like, people who eat meat, I just want their respect. You've been so shitty with Mike on what he eats.
She has been shitty with it. And then she also eats fish.
Yeah.
Which, so there if you're are a pescatarian, people, be a pescatarian. But she keeps but saying she I'm just, a vegetarian.
I don't think she knows what the terms are. So I think that's true. I think that's more of a question. And I think she can tell you exactly what she
eats. Has been shitty with Mike, though. Really food shaming him.
Yeah. And so
calling him fat.
Well, and she says she'll things like, and he even agreed to eat no meat for two nights a week.
Did he? How long did he try?
But I'm not trying to defend him. I'm just saying that she will shame meat eaters whenever she can.
She says, Trish, what is this place?
It's butcher shop. It's got cows, pigs, chickens, alligators,
netigles.
I buy a whole thing of beef fat every week.
And it's like a horror movie where she goes and backs up and goes like,
it is. Anyway, and this is what's interesting. She says when she comes back out, she's like, Natalie, what happened to you? And this is when she's just needling her.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so, she said to Mike, she throw a hissy fit about being in a, which we say, do y'all say hissy fit?
We do.
Yeah, she throw a hissy fit about being in a butcher short. Butcher store.
Butcher short.
Butcher short.
She says butcher store. She said butcher store.
And producer says, why do you leave? And Mike's like, she says, she feels like, again, Natalie makes it about her. And she's like, it's a choice and they don't respect me.
And
I'm like, this isn't about you, honey. It's they're going to just get a fucking turkey because it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And Mike has explained to you, I will say, several times on camera, Thanksgiving in America is about a turkey. This is what we do in America. So she gets a tradition that dates back a long time.
I feel like it's just for attention, too.
I think it's attention. Yeah. But again, though, It's
doing
about
a scene from her life.
You know, it is about attention, but it's about that she wants Mike to stand up for her and take her side so badly.
It's never going to happen.
Even in the testimonial afterwards, Mike's like, well, maybe I should put a tomahawk in her hand. I guess I'll chase her around.
You know what? Just talk about tomahawk steak.
Yes, okay. But he's saying like he has no respect for her not eating. He thinks, and she knows it, but he hasn't said it. He thinks the fact that she's a vegetarian is fucking stupid.
And weird.
And weird. Yep. And that she's a weirdo schmeardo. Maybe she was caught by those aliens, he thought, that came down in ships.
Yeah.
But it's this undercurrent that Natalie knows, but she can't put a name to it.
Sorry, I'm yawning.
No, it's fine. And it's this entire gaslighting that Mike does that Natalie can't put words to it, but she knows it's happening.
Yep.
And it happens to a lot of women, I think, and that men do this to them. And then we hear, well, she's crazy. She's a crazy bitch. Well, no. These men completely send them these mixed messages.
And make them not trust their own judgment.
And makes them not trust their own judgment. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I agree with you.
I think that's why I don't like Mike so much, is I see in him so many men that my girlfriends have dated. Of just pass the buck. No responsibility. Let's not talk about it.
Right. And just shut down. And
you're going to bring this up now in front of me. You're so crazy. You're a crazy
bitch. I think he's a lot of men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I hate men?
I
both love and hate men.
No. Yeah. I love men, y'all. I don't hate men.
I hate men.
We are not a men hater show.
Speak for yourself.
Well, you like to hate fuck, though.
That's right. So that's right.
That's Poodle.
I love a good hate
If
fuck.
You're not calling him a piece of shit while your dick's in his mouth, he doesn't feel anything.
No, I don't like them to hate fuck me. I want to hate fuck them.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be turned off. Close your eyes.
Oh, no.
Imagine some guy is in your bed and he's like, I hate you so much. And then he's on top of you.
It is kind of hot.
Okay, there right. we are.
Clarifies.
Wow.
Well, at least they feel passionate about you. Better than apathy.
Apathy is the worst. Neglect mm-hmm. is the worst. Yeah, that's true.
The fucking is just as hard either way.
We need to move on. So, Natalie says, I don't feel comfortable outside. And Trish says, well, and that's all she says. It's kind of like, I don't know what the fuck to say.
It was came in loud and clear.
The
what
well
she meant.
Heard round well, Oklahoma. They heard that all the way in Tecumseh.
So they go back. She's like, I prefer to eat outside. So she's eating outside. And she's like, I wish our communication would be another way.
And this is where Mike just sits. You can tell Mike's angry because he's red-faced.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he won't. He just says, I'm just hoping for some good-ass food and just a good time with family. And I went, that's what he says to Natalie.
Yeah.
And I thought, you're so fucking spineless. And they're sitting, and so Mike said, well, what do you think of your first day here? It was great, wasn't it? And she just says,
It's very, very.
She says, I feel like it could have gone another way. Well, what do you mean it could have gone another way? Let me act like nothing you're saying makes sense to me.
Yeah, and she even says that. She's like, he likes to act like nothing is wrong.
And I'm glad that she realizes that now mm-hmm. because I think that's what's going to motivate her to leave him because. Because, y'all, Mike is never going to leave her. Natalie is going to have to leave
her. They're apart now.
It's rumored that she's on the next season of Single Life, but that is not a fact.
I would love that.
Have you not
that.
Heard that rumor?
No.
No. It's rumored that she's on the next season of Single Life. I would love it. She'll be crazy, but I would love it.
She's going to have such awkward dates.
I don't know how she would stay here, though. I mean, I guess she's already married. But
no, she's... No, she gets her green card. All you need to do is be married.
But it's like 2 years, isn't it? They've been together that long, is it? You think we would know how long it takes to get a green card at this point?
I'm not sure.
Talk to us, immigration lawyer sissy.
We've got an immigration lawyer sissy. I need to contact her.
I know, but I forgot her name.
People, you keep knocking this, and people have had problems with it.
Why?
People said, I needed to fix this for you. You keep knocking it.
Well, you had the seam turned around, the face and everybody the other day. If you're watching on our intimate portrait, we're talking about Poodle's Lamp.
So what?
You're sitting right here in the middle of the couch with us.
Hi.
Hi.
Honk, honk. So she tells him, I don't want to go to butcher shops anymore.
No.
And I was like, this is good. You're setting boundaries.
I don't.
That's something.
And then she says, I don't think your mother likes me.
And then he says, what do you mean she doesn't like you?
Why would there be a Why reason would there that be my a mother reason
she
like
doesn't
you?
Like you?
And I literally yelled, you fucking know, you piece
yeah,
of
he knows.
Shit.
He knows.
Even the producer's like, Mike, how do you think your mom feels about Natalie?
She's concerned.
She's cautious.
Being concerned.
And I went, what a
She's being
fucking,
cautious.
Fucking fucker piece of shit. He enrages me. He makes me so angry.
I think he's the way, he's like Ed was for me. For
yeah, you. I didn't love it. But yeah, Mike, it's just, he's I've had so many of my girlfriends call me or are crying on my shoulder about fucking dickheads like mm-hmm. this that do this. And
no,
I
get it.
Just, and I think actually a lot of good, we joked about it, but I think a lot of men are not like that. I think especially now, the guys in their 20s are much more, are just a different type of guy than Mike.
It's so interesting because I think on their first season, he got a really good edit.
Really good edit.
Because we did not see this behavior
no.
until he came back to the U.S.
Yes. Honestly, Natalie divorced him, and Natalie, continue on the 90 Day franchise, and Mike, go away.
Go away.
We don't need to see you anymore. You're boring.
I agree. I think that's all I have about those two.
Me too. We're going to talk about Tiffany and
Ronald.
We're going to go to Africa.
Not a
South
Scotland
Africa.
Accent. South Africa.
Right when we come back from this commercial.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Hello, my friend, I'll see you again in South Africa. You got approved for your visa. You don't.
Why are you shaking your?
That's
your
my.
Mic cord.
That's my swinging hand. Hi,
is that,
baby.
Is that when it's, you?
Yeah, swimming.
What song are you
I'm
even
Sammy
singing?
I'm Sammy Davis Jr. and I'm singing a jazz.
You know
song.
That is actually not a bad Sammy Davis Jr. and I can't believe I'm saying it.
Wow,
it's actually strangely good.
It's kind of talking about.
It's kind of like a more Butch Marion Marions.
It is.
Yeah,
I'm Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah.
The Candyman, the
Candyman, can.
We're back.
We're back. What happened? What? Sorry, I just had a Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar, so I'm crazy.
Well, now my energy levels. Now you should have given me half of that.
You always told me you didn't want any.
I don't want any of it, but it's nice to be asked. It's nice to be offered, right? That's like when someone says, when I turn down sex, which never happens, but if they did it, and then I said, what, are you going to come over and fuck me? And then I say, and he's like, well, I didn't think you would say yes. I'm like, it's nice to be offered.
Riveting.
I'm sorry if you were part of Intimate Portrait.
He just slapped us.
Let's talk about Tiffany and Ronald.
Tiffany and Ronald. Now, look. This is a little bit of, it's a little bit of a spoiler.
We don't know.
There's a lot of news that they're not doing well.
I can't get comfortable.
We don't know that. None of this is confirmed. She just messaged me
the other
day.
Didn't they unfollow each other?
We're going to do a collab again with Melanated Way. We just got it.
Linda?
Yeah, they did unfollow each other on social media.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
But they're both very balanced, unemotional people. So you know how that goes.
Love, look at the two of us.
Y'all,
strangers
in many ways. Ooh. We've got a lifetime to share. I knew you when.
What is the rest? I knew you when
da, 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 something
and
grow,
love will grow for all we know. La, 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 la,
la, la, la. Y'all, unlike that beautiful vocal,
if you
Tiffany and Ronald's story is not a fairy tale.
No, it's not. And if your straight husband knew that song was by the Carpenters,
I think that. I think some men can like the Carpenters. You know who loves the Carpenters?
Who?
Mother Poodle.
Oh,
Loves them.
Mama Mar loved them too.
Mm-hmm. I like that Karen Carpenter. She's like Anne Murray. I can sing in her register.
That's why my mom liked them, because she sang low.
Very low.
So, I remember watching the Karen Carpenter story on my Aunt Bessie's houseboat on a tiny it was on the ocean. It was a real houseboat.
Wow. I'm just imagining
on a tiny little
barefoot, swinging your feet, chewing on a like grain of hay or like seagrass.
No, this was in Wilmington, North Carolina. This was like not
you literally had an Aunt Bessie?
Yes. She was my godmother, so she really, really my aunt. She was my mom's
best friend.
Yeah.
They still friends?
They found her dead on the houseboat because she drank herself to death. Southern stories.
Wow. That was fucking dark. Your poor mother.
They didn't hear from her for a while, and they just someone had to check on her. And that happened.
All right.
Well, you know, she was never the same after basically her husband had an affair with a woman, and her husband and the woman's husband found out about it, and then went down to where he worked, my aunt Bessie's husband, threw gasoline on him and lit a match and killed him.
So her husband died?
Yeah. After someone lit him, and every
so
time
he
the
died,
guy was,
and she when he died is when she also found out he had been cheating on her.
Yeah, she lived a rough life. But anyway, wow. She would go to every parole hearing he had and testify against him.
Is that man still in jail?
I don't know.
Wow,
never said it was a nice story.
I feel like my Southern stories sometimes are sad. Yours are fucking deliverance.
Mine are like William Faulkner levels.
You grew up in like, you're the Anna Karenina of the South.
Y'all, my family's Southern stories are very sad.
They're like Oprah book club sad.
They are. They are.
Why are all of her books so sad? God.
And they found her dead on a houseboat. She drank herself to death.
Well, you know what's not as sad as that? Tiffany and Ronald, actually. Well done. Well done. Okay.
It's not as bad as when you said my mother watched the light go out of his eyes. And I was just like.
I don't know. You did say. I don't know. Wow. This is why we don't do a Southern Stories show. I know y'all want us to do that.
No, you don't want it.
It would just be
sad. They're all sad.
It would just be sad.
I think we've told a lot of funny ones. Like some, and they usually end sad. And I think we can all get a laugh about how sad they end. But if they're together, you just want to, I don't know. Sometimes you want to go to sleep and not get up.
Yeah.
They're so awful.
Yeah. Kind of like Aunt Bessie. Just not get up.
Oh, God. She used to cut my hair and put a bowl. She was a hair cutter by trade. She's a cosmetologist.
She would put a bowl
on my hair and trim it around. I remember it.
And it was your mom's best friend?
I have a picture of a strainer, a colander on my head of her doing it. Yep.
We've got to move on. Wow. I'm just.
I'm sorry for sharing. Fine. I'll be. You know what? Next time you bring up a story and you won't shut up about the man who took your pictures, remind me of this
Harry
incident.
Harry Myers, God damn it.
Remind me of this incident and I'll move on. It's all because I can't get comfortable.
We need to talk about Tiffany.
We need to talk about Tiffany.
She's excited because she is calling Ronald because today is the day. She's like, we're finally in a good place. And the irony of what's going on with them now with this episode that aired this week, because y'all, she has big news. She received an email. his application has been
approved.
It's been accepted and approved, and now they can move forward with the interview. That's it.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust Ronald with any interview.
Yeah.
He'll just yell at them.
I mean, Ronald couldn't get a job at the last Blockbuster. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Actually, yes, I sold my mother's fridge.
Yes. So she calls him, and Ronald's
That's a good documentary, by the way.
Is it? I haven't seen it. I want to.
It's good.
I feel like it would be kind of moving to me.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. So Ronald, she tells him, and Ronald's so excited. And, you know, because everything in South Africa is probably at least 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's hot. He dabs.
Well, at least where Ronald is.
Yes.
Yes. We should say, because some people talked about the Sissy Squad and on our Patreon posts and things like that. And we prefaced this before, but I just want to make clear, when we said, like, South Africa is rough, and we're talking about, and you've specifically said where Ronald is from.
Yeah, and
we're
certain,
not saying all South Africa is this, like, certain, horrible place to
and
live.
And certain areas, and I've just had...
it's like America. Some places are a much rougher experience to live, and some places are beautiful.
Well, and also on the show we've seen, their apartment complexes are surrounded by barbed wire.
Well, because we want
or
to
an electric fences.
Ronald has never said... Oh, if you move to South Africa, let's move to a nicer part, a safer part of South Africa. He tells Tiffany, you're going to come live here where I grew up and grow up just like I did. And Tiffany's like, fuck no.
Yeah.
That's not a safe area for my children to be.
So
I just want to make that distinction.
And I think we were talking about it, and I told a story of my friend who's a flight attendant said that was the one place she didn't like to go out as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she said in general that was South Africa.
And that's
Africa.
Her experience.
And so, but I was using that as just another view about that. But the show and Ronald has been saying, it's not really safe here. So can't do this, can't do that.
Yeah, Sinjin was a different experience.
Yeah, and Tiffany has said... Tiffany says it is not safe there.
Yeah.
So
we're just going off really what they say. So anyway, so there. Yeah, dabs, and I did go like, are we?
Where are we?
Where are we? Is he going to do the Macarena?
When are we?
When are we?
Cha cha slide.
Yes. Where is the Twix?
How is the Twix? And did you notice the word art? On the wall behind him?
I didn't read it. It said something about Jesus?
Nobody is too broken for the grace of Jesus. But in the terrible font and the block lettering, it looked like G-bub.
G-bub, which is true.
And I thought, is that some type of Sumerian deity?
It's a maybe. G-bub? It's true. I'm glad that Ronald's got a higher power. But again, I still question
I feel like... He's
training.
Expecting Jesus to do it all.
Yeah, that's
just
a good point.
Like a lot of people, they just trust in Jesus. Jesus will get you through.
And yeah, you can trust in God, but also Jesus gave you legs and limbs and a mind and like.
I think you have to
meet
Jesus halfway.
Yes, yes. There are a lot of people.
He's plum tuckered out. He's real busy.
That is kind of like my dad's last wife. Her son was a meth addict, and he very much was like, well, I've got to give it to God. And I'm like, yes.
You can give it to God, but you have to put yourself in the right situation.
Yes. Don't hang out with the people.
Yeah.
Because
when the demons gather, the demons gather.
You can't go to church one Sunday and then say... Oh, other 6 days of the week I can go gamble.
And we can speak from experience because I would pray and I'd say, God, please don't let me suck another dick. Please don't let, I'm serious. Please don't let me suck another dick. And then guess what? When I went to the village in Cedar Springs and went up to the Rose Room, the drag bar, and got drunk, guess what I did?
You didn't run to church.
No, I sucked a dick. Sucked a dick. And then I had to pray about it again. I'm not going to go back to that club. Please, God, heal me from that.
And God just went up, girl,
and the girl,
you gotta stop going to the goddamn club, girl.
Girl, I saw you give those dollars to Sierra Nicole. Love that drag queen.
Baby, girl, you just gotta stop going to that club.
Or Jesus is like, bitch, and then didn't, and Jesus just popped up my gay Yahoo chat that I forgot to close when I opened my computer, and the next thing you know,
yep. So we're just saying,
I'm heading out to Mabel Peabody's chainsaw repair.
You gotta give Jesus an assist.
Yeah. Gotta give Jesus an assist.
He's trying.
But you gotta help him there.
You gotta give Jesus an assist.
Carl, my boys just took me to church.
So, anyway.
I think we gotta stop buying Oreos, Carl.
Shooter, go take these Oreos and throw them in the trash.
It's the first step.
Take them, Shooter. I don't want them.
He knows not to take it the first time. He knows to go bury those.
Shoot it. Bring it back. Come here.
He knows she's going to want those later on.
Yes, she is.
So, y'all, she's going to ask her dad, her hot dad. Now, I can get behind Tiffany, okay. Papa Tiffany. Can't get behind Papa Lowe, though.
You know what? People came for you with Papa Lowe. We had a lot
of
sissies.
And a lot of people agreed with me, though. That chin like, beard, no.
Two people agreed with you, and nope. Everybody else was dick thirsty for Papa Lowe.
Well, it's
you
know also why? In the sissy squad where they're all dick pigs.
We are. We have fun in there.
Low.
So,
yeah. Okay, her dad is very attractive.
Her dad is so hot. Is he? Listen, that shirt he was wearing when they were out.
And just the way I was like.
It could be because he's Latin.
It's like, are they gay or European? It's like in Legally Blonde. We don't know.
He never sucked my dick as.
I don't know if I can suck him.
Who said that? Who was it? God, I can't remember her name. The very famous. This is our pyramid.
Dorothy Dandridge. Bea Arthur.
She was very bawdy. She was part of the Dorothy Parker circuit.
Madame Bovary.
She was in Lifeboat.
Mae West.
Tallulah Bankhead. When they asked, you would have never guessed Tallulah Bankhead.
That was my next guess.
Tallulah Bankhead, when they asked, is so-and-so gay? And she goes, well, darling, he never sucked my cock. That's today's 20s and 30s drag queen moment. He never sucked my cock. Get it? Because she was a woman?
Never mind.
No one cares.
It's like when Demi Moore said, suck my dick in G.I. Jane. You are like, burn.
She said that?
Yes.
I never saw that movie.
Remember when people thought it was so like badass that she just shaved her head?
Right?
And now we wouldn't think twice about that.
Y'all, Toon Day on Peloton shaved her head, and I cried with her on her ride. Where are we?
They are not a sponsor.
They need to be.
They do. So, y'all, golly. Ronald, he's happy, but he's scared because he's worried about what they're going to say. So she says, I need to talk to my dad about a co-sponsorship and ask him, because the way that she is barely under the money threshold.
Yeah.
You have to make a certain amount.
And dad knows nothing about his past. Nothing about the gambling, nothing about the arrests.
But
nothing about the fridge selling.
Yeah. And he's going to take financial responsibility.
Yeah.
For like 10 years at least. Well,
like Papa Lowe did for Asuelu, which we're going to talk about in the next episode.
Talk to my next episode. So, but Tiffany says, you know what? I can't ask my mom for the money because she's already supporting my grandmother. And she hates Ronald.
That's a good detail.
She hates Ronald.
I remember saying, because you hate Ronald. And the mom's like, I don't not like him.
What's hate mean? Not familiar. And so she says, but I know my mom will be the person. She knows how to talk to my dad and she can help me with this. And I thought, what a beautiful thing that Tiffany's going to talk to her mom. I guess the mom and the dad still have a good relationship, and she'll give her good advice.
I did not get that out of it.
I didn't get that once she talked to her mom.
Yeah. So she goes to her mom's house, and thank God the shoulders are out now, because the shoulders
are out.
Were not out in the first scene.
They're back.
And I didn't know who it was.
Didn't know it was. I just kept telling myself that those baby Uggs were a new pair of Uggs and that they didn't just sit a child's shoe on top of the counter.
I noticed that too.
I stared at the entire time and went, the shit that child has stepped in and you just put it on your counter.
It's like our reaction at Extreme Sisters when Kayla brought her dirty feet
on that bed.
All the white bedspread.
Take off your shoes if you're going to be on the bed.
So Shoulders is talking to her mom about the visa. The mom's like, Ronald got that. And
she said the visa status finally changed. And she goes, wow.
And then she's like, does he know? And she's like, does he know that Ronald stole from his mom?
Yeah.
Does she know? And I'm like, mom's laying it down. And then the mom's like, well, I would say ask him and just don't tell him about his past.
And Tiffany's like, what? She's like, yeah, he doesn't need to know.
This is bad.
You tell
advice,
him all this stuff,
y'all.
And then he's going to say he's doing it 100%. And then you just tell him later.
This is bad.
I mean, you
advice.
Could just get him to do the things and then wait a little bit. And then I wrote, her mother hates her fucking father still, y'all.
And I think this
because
is.
Because Tiffany talks about that. When she was like 3-year-old, her father kind of basically disappeared from her life. And Tiffany just flat out says there was just more important things to him than his children. And they recently rekindled the relationship.
So the relationship is tenuous at best.
Yes.
And if I was Tiffany's father and she asked this, because it's relatively new, and then if I found out later that this money was given under false pretenses, I would feel so used, and that would really, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting the reason Tiffany gives where she doesn't say, I mean, she does kind of say, I can't do that to my dad, but she says, what a sad reason that she says, well, my husband's already a liar and a cheat.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be in that company.
Oh,
and I
Tiffany.
Went, do you realize what you just said? Like,
yep.
Then that person shouldn't be your husband.
Well, This
they're a liar and a
all
cheat.
All of her episodes should be called Tiffany every
time.
Tiffany. And just like the tears of Kalani those are her soap opera episodes.
Tiffany.
Tiffany should be, cuz Tiffany, y'all, we root for her, but she makes the shittiest choices.
I mean, and a lot of our sissies after our last, we kind of talked about it, and they said, you know, I want to root for Tiffany, but a lot of them said, I just can't get behind her rushing into that and having a baby with Ronald. That was such a dumb decision to do on her part. And some of the other mothers in our group said, I could not imagine doing that to a child I already have.
Ronald's terrible.
He's terrible. And really, the person that loses out in all of this is Daniel. Mm. I know.
So mom reiterates, just don't tell him. It's fine.
Just don't tell him. It's fine.
And then I wrote down, wow, that's a look. that kind of flowery rose thing.
Yes. And her hair.
Looks like he's out to do flamenco dressing. Well, it's a look for her too. She looks a little Stevie Nicks.
He looks very South Beach.
Yeah.
Like
it is. Yeah. He's got
I just totally thought.
I love he was gay.
I thought Poodle could totally get him to fuck
him. He drove
him.
a motorcycle last time, right?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Well, y'all know how I felt about riding bitch in the back of a motorcycle. I was riding bitch later that night, too. Oh, I think I dated him exclusively because of that motorcycle.
I hope you never meet her father because you'll try to sleep with him.
I hope so. Oof. Hot. So he said.
His name is Carlos.
He said, I lost time with Tiffany because I used to think the kids as belonging to the mom, but now I know that that I want to spend more time
with her. I love
her
very much, yes.
Yeah.
And Tiffany, he says, I feel horrible for not being in her life. And Tiffany, another reason she says, I can't lie to him because he's shown up in my life and he hasn't let me down yet. Ugh. Notice she says yet, because Tiffany always believes everybody.
She's waiting for the other
down.
Shoe to drop.
Yeah. Every man she believes, I think, was her heart. And so, but she tells him I need a co-sponsor, and he says, 100%, that's not a problem.
But she asks in this way, y'all, this is the way not to put someone in a position that they feel trapped in. You're the only person I can ask, and my husband coming to America is in your hands.
No pressure.
Yeah, and just, y'all, don't do that to someone. Don't, especially if you're going to do that to someone, don't hit them with what you're going to tell them next.
And end of show.
No,
that's what her segment ended.
But she's going to tell him. She's going to tell him.
Yeah.
She goes, Ronald has a past. He has a past. Yes, insert shade rattle.
You know what? We were going to talk about another couple, but your story about Aunt Bessie went on so long and kind of just took the life of me. I don't think I can go on anymore.
I've got so much more to tell you.
That's
about
the
Bessie's
show,
life.
Everybody. That's the show. We're ending this now before we all end up in a corner crying.
I could
crying.
Write a book.
Well, we're not going to read
I
it
miss
today.
Her.
Well, good. At least she's with her husband now.
Let's hope so. He lived kind of rough.
Yeah. No shit. No shit. Y'all, just go to the website. Just follow us on Instagram.
Send a prayer up for Aunt Bessie.
If you've got it, y'all, it's a, if you're listening to this,
smelled like bourbon.
Okay. We might, this episode, I think we're going to, because it's a holiday weekend, I think we're going to drop it early. So, if you're listening and it's before the end of Monday, midnight, all of our merch is on sale for 35%. Mm-hmm. So get your merch on sale.
Tees, all of it.
You won't be able to use your
you won't be able to use your discount code if you're a Gaytreon.
But you get more off anyway.
Right, but because those are when it's not on sale.
So all the proceeds are going to go to our charity for the month of May, which was SIWA.
SIWA International.
We've raised...
For India.
Are we at 4,000 for
we're
that?
We're 4,000.
That we've raised for that organization. And the thing we're doing with Cray Cray, that is its
That's
own
separate
special
from
thing.
Our Sissy Squad charity.
We will be announcing our charity for June.
For the Sissy Squad.
For the Sissy Squad, that the moderators put up. So that'll still be going on too.
But our National Domestic Violence Hotline is exclusively with Cray Cray.
That's exclusively.
And that doesn't really have to do with Facebook group. We can advertise in the Facebook group.
Yeah, but no, we put that on Twitter and everything else. So that is, anyway. That's
just to hopefully, like, erase some of the mess that Ed has done to that poor Liz.
We hope to if you see yourself in Liz, or
please,
or if you're a man and you see yourself in Liz, or if you're see yourself as Ed, and you want to change that behavior, I highly recommend please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline, or you can go to their Instagram again. That's NDVH, I believe.
Yes, because that's what this is, you guys. This is a form of abuse.
And so we just hope that if you see yourself in that you, or like some of you mentioned, like when you, it isn't as bad, but like still when you saw when Darcy and Jesse and he would like verbally abuse, like if you see yourself in these people, take action, reach out. The Sissy Squad obviously is there for support, but it's not a mental health group.
Yeah.
So reach out to professionals. That's all we want to say about that. You can go to Reality Gaze Podcast. That's our website. That's got all of our shiznit there that you can see. Hey, if you want your Father's Day cameo.
If the one thing your father's always wanted is a Civil War widow sending him
then
a letter.
Do we have the saloon girl? Is she ready now?
Yet. I've been improvising.
Oh, you've been doing saloon girl cameos?
I did two others.
You don't have the wig for it yet?
I have the wig.
Oh, you did order the wig.
I didn't order that red wig. I've been using another.
Oh, did it work?
I've been using a stand-in wig.
Did you get your feather plume?
No.
Do I have to do everything for you to create these characters? Golly.
I've been using the same thing I write for Civil War
letters. I already came up with a saloon girl character for you. Like, I've already done...
No, I came up with a saloon girl.
You came up with the name, but I said this would be a good idea.
I was doing a saloon girl character, and you said you would just do them as cameos.
I did. I could market and sell you like the whore you are.
I've given away everything.
He's given away everything. Y'all,
anyway, where were we?
So come at us if you want your Father's Day cameos. Also, you can find us on Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, or Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod. Pod. We're going to start doing some Clubhouse stuff, and we're going to have some collabs and stuff coming up, so we'll be announcing that soon.
Stay tuned.
We're getting it all planned, and I thought I was here for 2 weeks, and now I have to go back to Houston, which is great, and get my dad. So this is actually this is our last 90 day show in person. This is it.
Like a month or so.
For like a month. You going to miss me?
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes, and if you find yourself cornered by a widow of a butter accident and she's just...
He was churning
and yearning
and yearning and burning till he died.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.